I don't recall the name of the county. They probably had a name all right, but I'm not familiar with it.
Everybody called it
Slop Bucket? Yeah, Slop Bucket, yeah. Oh, well, that's you go out and feed anything, chickens. Yeah, the Slop Bucket would be where you put your edible garbage in. Yeah. Slop Bucket, Slop Jar.
That's a little different.
Yeah, that's a little bit different. That's taking it to bed.
Yeah.
Slop Bucket. Yeah, those hoes, yeah, the Slop Bucket, you pick your chickens out of the Slop Bucket.
What about, the thing that most people would fry eggs in or fry ham or something like that? What would you call
it?
Skillet? Never heard of it called that yet.
Fry pan?
Have you ever heard of something like that people used to use right in the fireplace for cooking things? Might have legs or something on it?
Some kind of pot, I imagine. When you put it in the fireplace, that's back before my time, but I imagine it. They call it some kind of cooking pot.
Talk about pots. Do you ever see these great big old black pots sitting out of people's yards anymore?
Not anymore. People steal those things now. Those were white pots. Those very big old black things about that big around. And on wash day, you'd put all the dirty clothes in there and pour some water in there and some blowing and light the fire and boil the clothes for a while. And that would make them sanitary. But people don't do that anymore. They're all sending the clothes to laundry. Those old wash pots sat around. Now people have got stealing them. Nobody can keep one around here, though. Somebody gets over them.
What do they do with
them? I don't know. Now some people keep them for souvenirs. You know, if they have a fancy backyard and they want to make a show, they'll just for old time's sake they'll put a wash pot out there just to look pretty. Or else some of those wash pots probably got melted down. Take them to some of these iron founders where they probably got melted and made a plain old pig iron out of them.
Well, what about a container with a spout on it that you might use for boiling tea in? What would something like that be called?
Kettle? That's a tea kettle.
Let's see, The container that you would use to put cut flowers in, you would call that a
vase?
Okay, you wouldn't grow flowers in a vase.
No, we wouldn't grow that. Now, the vase sits on the table. You go out there and garden and get flowers and then put them in a vase.
Mm-hmm. And talking about utensils, the common utensils that you use to eat with, you use a
knife, fork, and spoon. With variation, some of those have salad forks and then plain ordinary forks, teaspoons, and then some coffee spoons, ice cream spoons.
I guess I'm a silverware you don't always use.
Yeah.
Say, after a meal, after you get through washing the dishes, what do you call yourself doing when you run the water over to get the soap off?
Rinsing them. You rinse them and clean water. Yeah, that's just rinsing the dish.